And here we come to the Pygmy Village. And here I'll just show you some pictures here. And it's not to gloat and see, but it's to realize the needs that exist amongst brothers and sisters in the Lord. But that the Lord is doing a work, and that He's calling from these villages in the middle of the jungle, and that there are people being saved, and that you have brothers and sisters in the Lord right there, living in these conditions. All they have in this world, but as I said before, we have everything in Christ. Nothing is held back, and they have it all, and they can joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here you see the children. And this gentleman, whom I believe is a brother in the Lord. Is that correct? This gentleman is the chief of the tribe there. And his name, I don't forget. His name is Toyota. So if you want to remember somebody by name to pray for, I'm sure you can remember that name. You see a lot of Toyotas driving down the road. And here is Toyota. And this poor brother, he was crippled up. His knees were so bad, pretty much completely blind. And the chief there, and you can see, he has nothing in this world. Everything in Christ. And so we spoke to them for a little while. Another house there. And just to give you an idea of the area. And here we... Well, this is actually a new house that they're building. And just took this to see the construction, how things are just all tied together. And then they'll put mud on that. Oh, I missed a few pictures here. Let me just see. Okay, we'll come back to that. Here, when we were leaving, we left with them the clothes that we were using for working. This happens to be Jason's shoe he's giving to him. So he's going from flip-flops to shoes. And here Mike was giving Toyota his shirt so that he could have a shirt. And so everybody stood by and watched. And there you can see they're helping him put his shirt on. And here are the children. When I was there, we call them fruit to goes. It's a dried fruit packaged up like this. It's all natural. And I had taken that from home. And those of you who have been on canoe trips with us, that kind of thing that we've taken on a canoe trip. And all of a sudden I remembered, you know, I still have some of those left. I'd given some out in the village and along the road, going back and forth to the site. And so I said, I got to go get those. And I ran back down the trail to the truck, and I took everyone I had, and I brought it here. And I had to think about the Lord, you know, when He fed the 5,000, there was enough for them all. And I never counted anything of the sort, but you don't want to leave anybody out, right? Everybody needs, if you're going to give one or two, then you want to give to all. And I didn't know. So I took my handful and I started handing out to all the kids. And when my hand was empty, the kids all had one. And so we thanked the Lord. Again, in everything, He works out these details. And here, the kids are having their candy, which is really just fruit, not really candy. You can see them eating it there. Here's our plane coming Friday at noon, and we're about ready to leave. And it was difficult, you know. We'd only spent 2 weeks. Peg spent 18 years. but you feel very close and knit with the brethren there that you've worked, sweated with, communicated with, had fun with, got through the difficult times with, and we had to say goodbye. We don't know if we'll ever see them in this world again, but we do know there's coming a day we will be together around the Lamb that was slain to give Him the praise and glory. And so our plane lifts up and away we go. And here, this was 2 weeks later after we left, and Brother Hilvert went in, and here's the conference. And here people have come from far and wide, and the first meeting that was held in the building, the building's not finished yet, but is able to be used. And so we thank the Lord that He has brought that to pass. There you can see more of the full room. And this picture is special for Sister Peg. What?
Except for the satellite dish.
This is Peg's home. This is where she lived. For how many years? The whole time?
No, only for maybe 7.
Okay. So that's where she lived. And you know that I have to tell this story, Naeem, a little bit. They went there. Also, that was before we were there to pay a visit. And you know, Peg was there for a long time. And she was to them like a sister. And then she comes back to America here and gets married to Naeem. Well, Naeem owes a dowry for that. So went over there, he had to pay his dues. Right? And so he had to go and get 2 goats. Right? And so he buys the goats and gave them to them there, and I'm not sure what all else there.
Actually, the story is that he was going to give one, and we realized we needed 2 to feed so many people.
Okay.
And when he offered to buy one, Hilbert looked at him and said, "Only 1 goat she's worth?" Yeah.
All right.
If I dare say one thing, you guys have all learned in school, don't cut rainforests, right? You saw these humongous mahogany trees. And maybe Brother John doesn't even know, but those also are a witness of the testimony of the name of the Lord Jesus. Mm. Because in Congo, it's also illegal to cut a mahogany tree. But because of the testimony of the Christians and the work that they have done in the community there, the government granted them right to 15 trees. And the pygmies are the people who know the forest best. So they went with Brother Hilbert in the forest and they said, "We'll take that tree and that tree and that tree." And that's how we got the trees to the trusses, because of the testimony.
Amen.